views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. We are here today with Mark Kittenbach, and happy to share this information in this show with you from Germany. Mark and I have been shifting energy all weekend at our Energetic Upgrade Seminar. Mark will be on in a second here. And I just wanted to say hello from Germany. It's been like quite an awesome time here. Well, we had an energetic upgrade seminar, and we would like to share some of those tools that we shared with the people at our seminar on the weekend. It was extremely powerful, really wonderful event to have. And
hey, Colette.
Hi, Mark, you're there?
Yes, I am.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I was just telling everybody about our seminar, and we have got some really exciting news. Would you like to share it?
Of course. I can't believe it. We had this couple, and they've been to our seminars before. I'm guessing it's one or twice, and they wanted to get pregnant and have a kid, and it took a long time, and then you corrected a lot on her. I did some. Then she got pregnant, and now they were at our seminar, and she's very, very pregnant. So they got a child yesterday night.
And how long was the birth?
4 hours. And it's the first kid.
I love it. See, we can shift energy. So almost 9 months to the day from the time they did the seminar last time. And she was very much ready to have that baby at the seminar.
Yeah, right. Didn't they ask you to correct it so that the baby's going to come after the seminar?
Yes. And, you know.
It did.
The baby, it's a little girl. She's healthy. The mom, the doctors were talking about her needing a cesarean section. That's, you know, because they felt that if the baby did not come by tomorrow, that they were going to do that. And what happened is she had the baby, like we said, in 4 hours. Fast birth. and mom's healthy, dad's proud, and baby's beautiful.
So I love it.
That's the results that we like to get.
That is so true.
And so I just want to tell everyone, you know, like these things are possible. And, you know, Mark and I are here on this show today. We wanted to share some tools that we have from our seminar. We're really excited also because our online program is coming on. And when will that be out, Mark?
Well, we'll definitely have it out by the end of April. And it will be first out in English only. And by September, October, we'll have the whole program then also in German. But for all German people who might be listening, if you buy the online program in English, and once it's out in German, you can switch over to German anytime then. Plus, such an online program, you get access for 1 year. And if the people wants to switch over to Germany, they get another year from that point where they switch it over. So that is a very good deal, I guess.
Yeah, and for those people that are English speaking, the program will be out at the end of April, and we'll have it available on the www.energeticupgrade.com. But for today, I thought, Mark, it would be really, really cool to just kind of share some of the information, you know, the tools that we share when we're at the seminar. And not just that, but if people want to call in, you're welcome to call in. Mark and I are here to shift energy for you today. You can call in 1-800-930-2819. And we'd be happy if you have anything that you would like to shift. We're here for you. So, Mark, you know, we were talking about how we want to move through life more efficiently and with ease and less effort. And you have a beautiful way that you shared at the seminar to share that experience, you know, how to do that. And I would love for you to share that with our listeners, you know, a little bit of it anyway, because it was a 2.5-day seminar. But
yeah, that's true. Well, actually, years ago, I heard about the Pareto principle. And it basically says that 80% of your clients or 80% of your emails, you need only 20% of your time. But if you want to get around to the missing 20%, then that will consume 80% of your time. So it basically says you got to think twice if that's worth doing. Because if you satisfy 80% of your customers with 20% of your time, that's pretty efficient. And they always talk about it as a principle. And usually on seminars, when you hear that, then they make a break. They talk about something else, like people who are winners in life. They give not 100, they give 110, 115%, and what it needs to be that way. And then it hit me just recently where I thought, well, wait a second. If that is a principle, why do I then want to give 110% and stuff? That is just going towards a maximum. Like if you compete in sports, then you go for maximums, but who tells you you got to compete? Who tells you you got to be the guy with the biggest yacht on the planet? If you want a yacht, then that's something. But if you want to have the biggest one, now you get in competition. Now you have to go. Actually, you have to violate that principle. But if you understand that you want to, for yourself, optimize, not maximize, then this Pareto principle tells you really what you need to do. And you need it according to what? To a day, the time span of a day, or the time span of a week. So I'll use that principle on a week, because there's days where you have to do this and that and you do way more. Maybe you're getting up to your 100%, what you're doing, or a lot to do. And the next day you can take off. So in an average on a week, I'll do 80% of stuff and 20% of my time. And that is so freeing. And the other stuff, I just let it go. And it's also with weightlifting, with the training I do, and most important, with energetic work as well. You don't have to have 100% always the weaknesses and get 100% everything resolved and go back in the past one more time to get that little rest. Because if you got 80%, more or less, this is enough that you and your higher self can cope with it, and you're not going to be bothered with it anymore. Now, how nice is that?
Well, you know, because, you know, when I was growing up, I was taught that hard work, you have to work hard to succeed. And the person that works the hardest and does the most is going to climb to the top fastest. And I mean, that was, it feels like for most people, this is what they're told when they're children, you know, work hard and you're going to succeed. And yet you meet a lot of people who work really, really hard, but they don't really get the success that they want. And so why is that?
Well, if you're just going for work, well, first of all, it is a belief those people have. And if they have the belief, then they attract stuff into their lives that kind of assure their beliefs. So the first problem is they have to lose such beliefs. Detect them, correct them, let them go. Well, let's take all our listeners right now and scratch out all these beliefs about hard working and only hard work gets you anywhere. Because hard work usually implies for people changing time like for money. And then you're very limited. So let's make all our listeners strong to find different and easy ways, and also be okay if they get paid for something they like. Because a lot of people can't then take money, and you will hear people saying this to you, "Well, no, I don't want anything. I have fun doing this."
Yeah, I have fun doing what I'm doing, but if I don't make any money, then I can't continue to do it, you know?
Yeah, plus we all know if you do something, if you see a sports guy, they just have fun what they do. They don't think about it too much, and they're so way less tense and stuff than others, and they get really, really good results because they just like it. And a lot of people could get more liking into their daily thing and think about the optimum. And I see a lot of people get caught up into the maximizing part. They want to be the best in this, and they want to have that. And even if they have goals, and once they have it, they have new friends, they have bigger goals, and they want to get this because they're always in comparison. So I think it's very important to be like in that place where you really think about, what do I really need? What makes me really happy? And then find an easy way to get there without pressuring yourself. But foremost in all, it starts with your beliefs. They need to be changed.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of those beliefs, and you and I talk about this a lot, you know, but it's worth repeating. A lot of the beliefs that we have that limit us don't even actually belong to us. They're beliefs from our subconscious mind when we were raised up to about the age of 6 or 7. And we take those beliefs from our parents. And when you think about it, you know, here in Germany, you know, a lot of my ancestors come from here, and a lot of people from North America originally came from Europe. And there was a lot of, you know, hardship. There was a lot of struggle. And so our ancestors, you know, it's not that they want us to work hard and not, you know, have to work harder than we need to be successful, but it's kind of their limiting beliefs that we were raised with. And so we want to really strengthen for everybody that, you know, we are able to connect with those thoughts and then shift them into something better, into a more ease and more putting energy, more energy into something that is needed is kind of, well, it's not kind of, it is, it's a waste of time. And so, you know, we can move towards recognizing that when we're having fun, we're going to attract the people that would benefit from our work. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We will be right back after this short break to make some more shift happen.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Tune in Welcome to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Join the Pacific Northwest EFT Tappers at the 6th Annual Tappers Gathering March 19th at Bastyr University in Seattle. You will learn EFT applications, forge a strong community, and share healing stories. The event raises money and awareness for EFT tapping scientific research. Net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit to further prove the efficacy of EFT. Bring your cards and information for a fun and inspiring day of networking. Visit nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedemann Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
You better take it from me. That boy is like a
This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, directly from Karlsruhe, Germany. And I'm here with Mark Kettenbach, sharing some tools for shifting energy that we shared at our Energetic Upgrade Seminar. And you can call in still today, 1-800-930-2819, if you have something you would like to have shifted. But before we continue, Mark, could you share your contact information with the listeners so that they can reach you?
Of course. It's www.markkettenbach.com or energeticupgrade.com. And by the way, my website and the Energetic Upgrade website will be total new pretty soon. Let us know how you like it. Plus, in October, Colette, I'll be over at your place and we're going to go to Vancouver, right, from the 21st to the 23rd and have an energetic upgrade seminar there.
Yes, and people have been saying, when is Mark coming back to Canada? And in October.
In October, I will be there. That's right.
And I'm excited about that because it's always so much fun.
Anybody on the planet can have us home to their home soon because the online program will be out. And I'm not the person who likes to talk about being proud of stuff, but I'm really happy. And it's a hell of a program. It takes 14 days, but you need 28 days to get through it because once you get the videos and the information for the first day, one day is blocked for you to do it. And we promise you don't have more to do than 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes before you go to sleep, and during the day something as it comes up. And that's all it is. It will progress you through the foundations. It's like... And right, they get the tarot cards sent to them, plus with two extra cards from our master set. I'm actually psyched to book my own online program, I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, this was a year-long project that we started.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, we are very proud of, I'm proud of it too.
Good. I love it.
So one of the, you know, we were talking about this principle about 80%, 20%, and how that works. And when we say that, what's coming up now, because we had put it out there to the audience that people would be able to be shifted out of these limiting beliefs that we have to work extra hard, we have to compete with everyone around us. And what I've been noticing in my own life is the happier I am, and the more fun I'm having doing what I love to do, the more I attract the clients and the co-workers and the people around me that support what I do. And that is because I'm doing what I love and I'm enjoying myself. So a lot of times people, they separate those two things where, okay, you know, they have something they absolutely love to do, but they don't believe that they could actually do that and earn a living doing that. And, you know, we're moving into a bit of a different consciousness here on the planet. And there's a lot more people that are a lot more interested in, you know, the work we do and the results that we get. And it's becoming more believable for people that this is possible, that we could actually have a life where we were doing what we love to do and we're doing it with ease and effortlessness because it's joyful for us, and then attracting people to us that almost like a magnet so that they are able to enjoy doing that also. And this, I was taught, as I said, that you have to work hard, you have to do all these things, that you got to become, you know, get a good education, and you have to, you know, get the job, and then you find the man, and then you have the children, and then you're happy. But I like to turn it around now and say, what about if you're just really, really happy doing what you love, and you start to attract everything you want, because you're in this place where you're following your heart and taking, and this is the important part, and this is, you know, taking consistent steps of action towards your goals. Would you like to talk about that a little bit, about tools that are left unused?
Yeah, for what I see a lot is that when that is cool, people get neutral with stuff. This is like the first step, but it's not about only to me, to be neutral or okay with what you do. You want to find what your heart is really wanting, so that you get happy and you're not okay with less than you should be okay. And for this, there's very easy tools you can do throughout the day that really brings you somewhere. And one of the easiest is, at the end of the day, before you go to sleep, think about 10 things you feel really thankful for, and then have this gratitude. And once you feel that gratitude, you just take your left hand, the thumb, and the little finger, and press that together while you're experiencing the feeling of gratitude. When you press it not that hard, maybe 30-40% of what you're capable of pressing, and you, so to speak, anchor this. Do this for 2-3 weeks every time when you go to bed, name 10 things you're really thankful for. And some people I know already, I can hear them say, well, I don't have 10 things in my life. Well, then be happy for your eyes that you can perceive the world. Be happy for your nose that you can smell stuff. Be happy that you're still here. For your house, your daughter, your whatever. There is a lot of stuff. Or be happy for small things during the day you kind of experience today. And that will do a lot of stuff. First and foremost, it will set you in that space of gratitude when you just go and fall asleep and go through that phase where you see the little, real quick, some people notice that before you kind of get unconscious, so to speak, you see these pictures, sometimes movies, and then you drift off. The hypnagogephase, we call that.
What do you call it?
Yeah, the hypnagogic phase. I don't know if that's a word in English. But that's just a transition, so to speak. And if you go in there with gratitude, you will set the baseline for how your dream's going to go, how you'll be feeling, and you will have more of that. Plus, the more your gratitude, the more you are thankful for things, the more you attract during your day things that you can be thankful for. And if you keep on stacking it on this switch with a thumb and a little finger, then all of a sudden you just need to punch those and you're full of gratitude. So then when you want something, you just set the intention or think about what you want and punch that switch, and your mind will get the feeling of gratitude and will think, oh, you already got it, because otherwise you wouldn't be thankful for it. And that makes it so much easier to pull it into your life.
And explain what you mean when you say to people that you want to anchor things. Explain that, because you taught me this a few years back, and it's really good information for people to know what anchoring is and what it means.
Oh, of course. Anchoring is a terminology?
Yes.
Out of the NLP, actually, or hypnosis. And it says that you can connect, if your brain is firing in different areas on the same time, it will neurologically connect that. So, for example, if you feel the gratitude inside your body, you're feeling really, really the emotion of gratitude, and you press your thumb and your little finger together, then this will be connected. So every time you press your thumb and little finger, a little bit of that gratitude will come back. Not the same amount right away, but it will. And you can build this up. We all do this in different areas. Let's say a little child is crawling on the floor and wants to explore that little thing there, which is a spider. The mommy sees it and she shouts out, oh my God! And what happens in that little kid is it is processing that new object, right? Processing it, looking at it. And at the same time, the mom shouts out loud, which is an auditive attack for the little child that makes him go afraid and put out adrenaline. So these two sections in the brain also fire at the same time that it's connected. And that's how people get afraid of spiders, because every time now this little kid sees a spider, it has this fear of loud noises coming up, and it just for him it just connected, and he will feel like I feel awkward around spiders, and then so that's how phobias get born.
Ah, so
same
like
principle. That, you can that anchor with a sound, with a kinesthetic, with a feeling, which would be a switch, or by sight that you see something in a certain way and then you connect stuff to it.
Wow. Okay, so it's time to take a short break again already, which is time flies by on Radio Land. So this is Colette, Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. And you can reach me on all social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., at The Truth is Funny with Colette. And you can also reach me at thetruthisfunny.com, energeticupgrade.com. If you're out there and you would like to have something shifted, feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
word of caution. If you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Stephan brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook, thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water. On Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Hey everybody, it's Dr. Kelly from Lucid Planet Radio. I want to tell you about Lucidity Festival, the amazing arts, music, and healing event happening in Santa Barbara, California, April 8th through the 10th. Join me for 3 days and check out amazing artists like Haywire, Blue Tech, Keller Williams, and Kyla Scintilla, as well as workshops, healing services, creative villages, dancing all night at the Silent Disco, and interactive art displays. Also leading up to the festival April 4th through the 7th is the first Lucid University immersive learning opportunity. If you want to have fun, grow, connect, and better your life, mark your calendar April 4th through the 10th for the entire Lucidity experience. You can save over $100 when you bundle tickets for Lucid University and Lucidity Festival. Learn more about both events and get your tickets today at LucidityFestival.com. Use my special discount code LucidPlanet when you purchase for a $15 discount.
Hi, this This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here from
Hello.
Germany. Hi, Mark. And, you know, there was something else that we shared at the seminar that I feel it would be really powerful.
I was about to say real quick about the switches we were talking.
Yeah.
And the anchoring. Because my book is out in English. Fulfilling Wishes on Demand, and you can buy it, N2H it's called, and there's a lot about switches in there. There are different kind of switches. It's explained how you do and how you use them, and I'm looking forward for feedback on Amazon or directly to me, so that's where you can get all the information without having to be at a seminar or getting information first and then go to the seminar, I would suggest, right?
The book is called N2H, which stands for Nice to Have.
To Have, yeah.
And Mark is an expert at hypnosis, and he has a very, very clear understanding of of how to shift energetic pathways in the brain, like limiting beliefs, habits, things that we repeat over and over and over again, you know, because we don't know a better way. And people have a tendency when they get triggered by something, and what I mean by triggered by something, people have a tendency to go into a reaction. And Mark, would you like to explain to people the difference between reacting and responding to the energy?
Oh, okay. Most of the time if people get triggered in a way, which meaning something happened that happened in certain different kind of ways before to them, they immediately jump into a what we call emotional reaction, meaning that they get this emotion running and it brings them to different other places, but it's not where they're at right now and they can't control it anymore, right?
Mm-hmm. And so when we jump into that reaction, we tend to repeat the same old patterns that are not benefiting us.
Yeah, and that's so, right. That's why we should get into something like a state break, that we should immediately get ourselves neutral, right? That's a big part of what we teach, Colette, at our seminars. And also for this, there is a switch. If you don't know how to correct, you can push that switch. We call them the I don't care switch. So you get less.
I love the I don't care switch. The I don't care switch. I use that a lot lately. Because I've been so very busy. Because you know, like I'm bringing my dragons out, my dragon paintings out, and we had the seminar in Germany, and we have the online.
Oh yeah, when did they come out, Colette?
Probably around the end of April, we'll have the website finished, and I will be speaking out at the Spring Festival of Awareness in Penticton, British Columbia, and that's where they're going to make their grand debut. So I'm really excited about that because I started painting them 9 years ago, and you know, this is something that came up at the seminar, and you and I shared this because. When we talk about these triggers, a lot of the times what happens is these triggers, we're not even aware where they're really actually coming from. And, you know, you and I were talking about the fact that this is a leap year. And we started to notice that because a leap year only happens every 4 days or 4 times,
years.
You know, or every 4 years, what happens is that day has a lot of impact. And I noticed that a lot of people energetically were very weak to the fact that there was a February 29th. And I was working with clients and it was coming up with almost every single client. And so kind of looked into it. And this is the thing, sometimes we're going along in our life and we're having a really rough day and we think it's because we're doing this wrong or something, you know, something's going on in our day, but it's actually kind of like a hidden energetic weakness. And once that energetic weakness is cleared, then we're able to step forward in a more powerful way. And I found that because this is a leap year, a lot of people on February 29th, a lot of my clients were really challenged by this without realizing that that was the challenge. Once you identify what the problem really is, what the issue really is, and you recognize, oh, it's just because it's February 29th and it's a leap year, then you energetically shift that. The fear and the difficulty tends to just fall away. It may not go away 100% immediately, but it will shift into better. And so
I was amazed when you told me that you realized that. And I looked in my life, what was in the last 4 years, like was before that 4 years ago, and there was major stuff happening in my life. I could track that down until 1980. How bizarre is that?
How old were you in 1980?
In 1980, I'm not going to tell. Well, eight. I was eight back then.
But it was really interesting because everybody that we kind of got in touch with this at the seminar was like, yo, this happened to me 4 years ago and then 4 years before that. And then so we want to clear that energetically for people just to have this recognition that a lot
let's
of...
Let's do that for all the listeners. How about that?
Yeah, right now. Let's make that
let's
shift.
Yeah.
And so what do you perceive as the number one weakness around this for people listening now and people who are listening later?
That it's a misconception, like a misperception, I mean, that they don't, that it's actually a day that doesn't really fit into the calendar. So the whole thing is a construct and not really, it's like we talked about. You go out and you see all the commercials and there's always people on there you never see on the streets because they're so pretty. Those people barely exist. And still, they can be used to sell stuff. I mean, we would have come up with the idea it should be more looking like the people who actually buy it. But there we have this, we want that people are honest with us. On the other hand, we just buy stuff where we can tell ourselves inside, oh, I could be like whoever, Brad Pitt or something. So that is the leading weakness. That they're not standing in the truth. What are you getting?
Yeah, and I was getting that the rhythm goes kind of off because the Gregorian calendar, which is what we follow, they had to kind of fudge it, you know, because they had to like add this extra day because otherwise the timing went so off. And so that's why mm-hmm. we have a leap year. And our body is and our physical body actually can feel when the rhythm's off. And, mm-hmm. You know, so this day to me comes up that there's also what I'm getting is a major weakness with this day is there's a lot of superstition around mm-hmm. leap year. So, you know, that's the last energetic shift we can do around this, Mark, because we've totally completely run out of time, if you can believe it.
Can't believe it. Time flew by again.
Yeah. And so I just want to thank you for sharing your wonderful knowledge. And I want to say to you what a pleasure it is to work with you and to enjoy watching all this shifting happening around us. And, you know, is there any last sentence you would like to tell people before we go here?
I just want to say thank you, Colette, for having me. It was a pleasure to shift energy with you at the seminar here. And I'm looking forward to do more in the future.
So. All right. And thank you, Brian. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You have been listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be back next week at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time to make some more shift happen. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.